The Hawaii Fred Hemmings grew up in isn't around anymore. A lot of things were different. Hawaii was not yet a state, and surfing was not yet an international phenomenon. Fred watched those things change and helped bring about some of those changes himself as a surfing champion who helped found today's Pro Surfing Tour and as a state legislator. His memoir is called Local Boy, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning.
It is. Aren't they all?
Well, yes, they are. They are if your attitude is right,
That's
Fred.
That's exactly right.
So how do you get your attitude to the place where you've gotten yours?
From Hawaii.
How did that come about?
Well, I was lucky. I was born here on January 9th, 1946, and have spent close to now the last 72 years learning Hawaii and learning what it's all about and growing up in this great place we live in that we call home. But it's a little more than just the place. It's the time I was traveling through in my life. Probably the most dynamic time in the history of humanity where so much change has come about. I was just reflecting when I was a young boy, if you wanted to call the mainland, you'd have to get an operator and get a connection, a line. It was a cable that went under the ocean. Now you pick up an iPhone. Not only can you call your friends in Lima, Peru, or Biarritz, France, or Sydney, Australia, or Tokyo, but you also have all the world's information in the palm of your hand in an iPhone, basically. So the world is so dynamic. We've left the Industrial Revolution, and we're now in the Technological Revolution, and artificial intelligence is probably going to surpass humans as the ultimate beings on the planet someday.
When you say that Hawaii taught you lessons that probably couldn't have been learned anywhere else, what kind of lessons were those?
Well, I think the biggest lesson I learned was a very subtle one. And what I'm finding with my life is I don't realize what's happened to me till years later.
That's true of a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, that you learn these things, you absorb them, and they kind of become manifest themselves and become aware of them, you know, long after you've absorbed them. I think I learned from Duke Kahanamoku and from the lifestyle we live here in Hawaii and the definition of aloha, and that is basically that you can't measure someone by worth, their net worth, financially or materialistically, that the real worth of a person is who they are spiritually.
Well, you know, when we were talking a little bit earlier this morning, you were kind of dividing a personality or a life up into three components, of which spirituality was one. What are the other two?
I call it the human trinity. I think that we're three beings, like the Blessed Trinity of Catholicism mostly, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. We're physical. We're physical beings. We have to nourish our physical bodies with food and exercise and keep ourselves sturdy and healthy. We're intellectual beings. We nourish our intellect with education. We become more erudite. We read. We expand our intellectual horizons. But the third thing we are in this human trinity is we're spiritual beings, and we have to nourish our spirit. And I'm so saddened these days to see people that, and you don't necessarily have to do it with a religion, but usually a good religion is a good way to you know, I was born a Catholic, but raised a Catholic, but I'm a great admirer of Judaism because they set aside a day every week where they don't work, they nourish their spirit, and with it comes nourishing the family and those things spiritually that should mean the most to you. So we are three things, I think, a trinity, and spiritual well-being is important, or probably more important than some of than physical and intellectual.
When I think of those three things and apply them to your life, I see overlaps between those areas.
Yes.
The obvious overlap for you as a lifelong surfer is the overlap between the physical and the spiritual, because, you know, surfing, I think, has that component. You certainly hear this from surfers, that it has a component that other sports perhaps do not, that it's more than a sport, that it is a spiritual connection. Was it that way for you?
Yes, it was. Surfing does lift your spirit, but rather curious you bring that up, because I took out of my book a couple of sections, and one of them was probably the most spiritual night of my life, where I think God touched me, was one night I was running, and I was running in the Ko'olau's. I used to run at night with another crazy guy like me at 10 or 12 o'clock at night, and I used to wait till full moon nights especially, and we were running in the base of the Ko'olau's, and we rounded this ridge, and it was so incredibly, incredibly beautiful that we stopped running, and we had butt packs, and we keep water, and, you know, little emergency supplies.
Sure.
And we laid on the side of the Kolau Mountain, and I write in the book that high on that ridge, the beauty was so profound that, you know, I thought the hand of God touched us. It was a spiritual moment for us. It was very special. And things like that happen, and they certainly happen in surfing, when you sometimes connect with the environment, and where you are spiritually becomes greatly enhanced.
Well, none of those three components of that trinity of life that you describe can exist in and of by itself.
No.
You can't just have intellect without spirituality or without a physical life. There's no sense in having a physical life without some spiritual or intellectual component, right?
Yes, and that's true. But one of the problems I think we have nowadays is that those things get out of balance. You need all three, but they have to be in balance. And I think that's probably the essence of a lot of individuals' happiness, that they have balanced lives where they nourish their spiritual life with their family and their loved ones and their church and their religion, and they nourish their physical life with exercise and taking good care of themselves, and they nourish their intellectual self with expanding their intellect, you know, reading, becoming more aware. And there's a lot of outlets for expanding your intellectual outlet now, you know.
Well, I have to think that the attention that you paid to the physical side as an athlete and a surfer made the rest possible in some ways.
Yeah, it also made I had to change my will. this is funny. It's kind of morbid humor, but I want to have my ashes taken out with Duke and all my fellow watermen that have had their ashes scattered off the beach at Waikiki.
Sure.
But I have to get melted down now because of all the running. I'm all artificial joints. I'm all titanium. So I got to get there. It's going to be kaplunk, you know. there goes Fred, or at least, you know, all the metal in him.
We're going to have to send you to a foundry.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm going to keep it and make a bumper out of my leftover titanium.
Well, I must say that's a subject I never thought we'd be addressing.
Yeah, it's funny.
But, you know, it must have been fun to look at your life with a book as the end, as the goal, you know. It must have been a lot of self-reflection involved in that.
Yeah, you know, it really was. I was trying to think of things that, you know, other people, you know, how my life's been affected. I think the one word that probably best describe it is eclectic, you know. It's and I don't want to tell my grandkids this. I count as a blessing for me, and this is only me, that I never went to college and got a career. So it allowed me to pursue dreams.
Made you more resourceful, maybe?
Well, it made me more dynamic. I mean, if I was in an occupation, I would have been Fred Hemmings, the lawyer, Fred Hemmings, whatever, my whole life.
Yeah.
But this, you know, I was led the Senate. I had dinner with the President of the United States as a leader here in the Hawaii State Legislature. I started a whole sport, professional surfing. The Pipeline Masters was just started. I started that 47 years ago. You know, of course, I have a wonderful family that I'm very proud of. So if I'd been in an occupation, I don't think I would have had the diversity that I had in my life, because I would have been in my occupation. So it's a curious thing.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure. Enjoy it. Thank you.
Fred Hemmings is the author of Local Boy, a memoir of a man of Hawaii, recently released by Legacy Isle Publishing. He'll be signing his book this weekend at Bookends in Kailua. Later in the month, on December 30th, at the Ala Moana Barnes & Noble. You can find out more on the Conversation Facebook page.